This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. The Bush administration is facing an international backlash after revelations that U.S. military and intelligence personnel abused Iraqi prisoners. The administration's position is that the acts were a violation of U.S. policy, and the handful of offenders will be dealt with harshly. But U.S. officials concede the damage done to America's credibility has been devastating, especially in the Arab world. In Iraq, the abuse of the prisoners has fueled anti-American sentiments. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
What responses have you seen?
Well, the reports here are lending greater attention and credibility to the widespread complaints of mistreatment at the hands of American soldiers. Interviews I've conducted over the past months have turned up no accounts as horrifying as the military's own reports on abuse, but prisoners and human rights officials have long reported a pattern of excessively rough treatment.
And former prisoners, what have they told you?
Well, let me give you a typical example. A retired Iraqi general spent 4 months in Abu Ghraib prison. His family didn't know where he was until he was finally released. He says the worst he experienced was to stand for hours in the baking sun with no shade or water, and at age 60 he was forced to do knee bends until he collapsed from exhaustion. He says he actually got good medical care later. But just before his release, he was warned by a so-called Major George that he was not to reveal anything he saw in the prison, not even, quote, if George Bush asks you. Fearing repercussions, he asked me not to use his name. After a year where Iraqis have scrambled to find out if their relatives are alive or dead in the prisons, the U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer finally announced last week that lists of prisoners would be made available. And let me give you another example. Last month, women prisoners at Abu Ghraib smuggled out leaflets claiming they'd been raped. Subsequently, insurgents attacked the prison, killing at least 20 prisoners. The unanswered question at the time was, why would insurgents attack their own? The rumor circulating was that the prisoners wanted to die rather than face humiliation. At the time, many discounted these rumors, but Iraqi human rights workers say that's now harder to do. And the repercussions also reinforce widespread criticism of the treatment of Iraqis during raids.
And what's the nature of those Iraqi complaints?
Well, the most common complaints are that U.S. soldiers use excessive force when they conduct raids, destroying property, using foul language, stealing money in the process. A typical case. A few weeks ago, U.S. soldiers raided the headquarters of Muqtada Sadr in Baghdad. In the process, they ordered the families out of neighboring houses while they conducted the searches. No member of one family was permitted to witness the search. Haydar Fataj told me that when he was finally let back in the house, furniture had been broken, the family safe was broken open, and he claims money and gold had been taken. Now, that's impossible to confirm, but you hear these stories again and again. And more important, he says the military confiscated all the family's documents, which in the current chaos are almost impossible to replace. So unfortunately, these reports are also gaining more credibility.
What measures is the U.S. military taking to address the issue of prisoner abuse?
Well, as we now know, the senior American commander here has issued severe reprimands to six who served in supervisory positions at Abu Ghraib and a milder letter of admonishment to a seventh. Six subordinates who've been accused of actually carrying out the abuse face criminal charges. U.S. officials and soldiers here have been instructed to use every opportunity when they see Iraqis to explain these incidents were isolated and not U.S. policy. But at the heart of the report on the alleged abuse is the conclusion there are systematic problems in the prison system. A senior official told me there has been intense pressure from the highest levels of the Pentagon to get more information through interrogations. He was very careful to say there was no nod or wink to use illegal methods. However, he did say the military does not have enough trained professional interrogators for the job. Earlier this year, it was estimated that 500 more trained interrogators were needed, and at the time, only a dozen or so more could be found in South Korea.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.